The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock on WPHM. We are spending a lot of time this week. We'll do the same next week as well, getting to know those who are running for public office in the August 2nd primary. Joining us right now, Democratic candidate in the 63rd State House of Representatives District, Jamie Murray. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
It's really interesting. We were just talking about this off the air, how many candidates there are that are running for the first time that have never sought political office before. And it's always interesting to find out what their motivation was to do it. I want to get to know you a little bit more, but I want to start with that question. What made you decide you wanted to run for a state rep?
Well, I think over the past few years, I've had kind of a front row seat to what's going on in our county on the inside. Mm-hmm. And I saw that we had a lot of issues. We had a lot of issues with transparency, accountability, and I saw where there's not a whole lot of public confidence going on right now. And it took a while to figure out how it all works and what I could do to be a part of finding a better place for we the people, you know, because I found that there was no way to get help. I found that it was very difficult to go to the people that were supposed to help you if you had an issue or something was going on or you saw something that you knew wasn't okay or there was nowhere to go. So it took a minute to figure out how it all works and how you do this. And I learned through all of that you have to follow the process they give us, mm-hmm. right? So you have options, right? And I decided to take the option to run for the seat and try to bring the voice of the people to Lansing, not only there, but even to the table here in our mm-hmm. own county. And that's how I got here. And so I'm not a politician, but I'm doing everything I can to learn everything I need to know, and hopefully I can help just make this a better playing field for everybody in our community.
Crowded field of candidates in the newly created 63rd State House District. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Jamie Murray?
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of St. Clair County. I'm 59 years old. I live in East China. I have two adult children. My husband and I own our own company and have most of our adult life owned our own business. And I enjoy living here in our community, and I think this is a great opportunity to do something more for our community.
You sort of touched on it a little bit. Are there any particular issues that you want to pursue in Lansing if you're elected? What would be something that you would want to do as a state representative?
You know, there are so many issues that, you know, to sign up to be a part of, right? A lot of it right now for me is I really, really hope to reach out to our educators because I'm seeing our kids and our teachers are struggling, and I think they're lost. And how are we gonna get back to basics to some degree, and get our kids to a healthy place? Because I'm seeing a lot of mental health issues, and for me, it's like overwhelming. Because I have grandkids, I have two granddaughters, and a lot of things are scary right now, and that's a big part. I think I'm really passionate about the mental health community. I'm passionate about trying to figure out how to get our kids back to wanting to do the things where you get down and dirty, because we're going to need them to be there and want to work on the roads and get involved in the skilled trades, and because we got to do this stuff for the rest forever. Yeah. And there's so many things, but those are some of the big issues for me.
The state legislature recently passed a huge budget, just signed by Governor Whitmer. There is a budget surplus, though, that is sitting there, and they're still trying to determine what to do with this surplus money. What would you want to do with that? Would you want to create tax cuts? Would you want to create a refund where everybody gets a check, or put it away for something else? What would you do with all that that tax surplus, or the budget surplus?
Well, first of all, I'm assuming that there's only certain things you can do, right? So, I mean, I can think of a few things I would use the money for, but I'm not really sure what those funds can be used for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Tax breaks would be good, you know, and figuring out how to get the money back into the communities in the areas that we really need it. Because I see a lot of growth, and I'm all for it, and I like a lot of things I'm seeing in the community. But I think there's a lot of things where we really need to concentrate more on, and those are the issues I brought up.
Yeah.
So if I don't know, I'm not sure where I'll mm-hmm. be allowed to use that money to target, you know, in yeah. what target. I would think our roads would be a big thing too, and I hate to keep saying that, but yeah, they're kind of a mess. We travel them a lot, so
yeah.
I'm well aware of them.
Yeah, fix the damn roads, as Governor Whitmer said a few years ago. Yeah. We're talking with Jamie Murray, Democratic candidate for the 63rd District State House of Representatives. What about in the 63rd District? Is there anything that you would advocate for your constituents?
Yeah, well, you know, what I really... like I said, I have to make it through August 2nd, and I hope that I am the choice. But I would like to, I really want to reach out to the people of the community, because everybody has different things that they're worried about and concerned about and want, you know, to do something about. And so I have the things that are important to me, and like I said, I really want to work close with the education system, the students. I want to figure out if there's different programs we can come up with to reach out. I want to reach the kids, because what I'm seeing is the last couple generations of kids, they have learned to totally tune everything out, and we got to find a way to reach them and get them back interacting,
yeah.
you know, and we really got to reach our kids.
Yeah.
So, but I really want to hear what the people want. It's really important to me to go to them and then try to figure out what is the priority here and which one do you really want to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to interact with the people and find out what's important to them.
Yeah. It sounds like one of your motivating factors is communication. You want more communication, more streamlined communication, better access to services.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do. And I want people, I don't want people to be afraid and feel disheartened and like they don't have that access. And I want people to know what's really going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when people know and have the truth, I think it inspires them more to be a part of it. But, you know, I see a lot of distrust, and I really want to restore the integrity in our community between the insiders and the people. That's a big motivator for me too.
When voters cast their ballots in the primary, if they're voting Democrat, why should they vote for Jamie Murray for State House of Representatives in the 63rd District?
Because I'm going to tell them the truth, and I'm going to hope to teach them how it all really works. And I think in turn it'll inspire them to be more involved and feel safe to be involved and safe to speak up. And I just want people to have the truth so they can make informed decisions no matter what they decide to do. You know, and I just want people to feel safe being involved in all of this and their voices heard. I really, really want people not to be afraid to use their voice.
There you go. Jamie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Jamie Murray, candidate for State House of Representatives. It is 10 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.